At 9 a.m. Thursday morning, the main courtroom on the second floor of the Ford County Courthouse was full. It was the domain of the Honorable Reed Lupus, an aging circuit court judge from Tyler County, who passed through Clanton 8 times a year to dispense justice. He was a legendary old warrior who ruled with an iron fist and, according to Baggy, who spent most of his working life hanging around the courthouse, either picking up gossip or creating it, was a thoroughly honest judge who had somehow managed to avoid the tentacles of the Paget money. Perhaps because he was from another county, Judge Lupus believed criminals should serve long sentences, preferably at hard labor, though he could no longer order such. The Monday after the murder, the Paget lawyers had scrambled around trying to get Danny out of jail. Judge Lupus was preoccupied with a trial in another county. His district covered 6 of them, and he refused to be pushed into a quick bail hearing. Instead, he set the matter for 9 a.m. Thursday, thus allowing the town several days to ponder and speculate. Because I was a member of the press, indeed the owner of the local paper, I felt it was my duty to arrive early and get a good seat. Yes, I was a bit smug. The other spectators were there out of curiosity. I, however, had very important work to do. Baggy and I were sitting in the second row when the crowd began to assemble. Danny Paget's principal lawyer was a character named Lucian Wilbanks, a man I would quickly learn to hate. He was what was left of a once prominent clan of lawyers and bankers and such. The Wilbanks family had worked long and hard to build Clanton. Then Lucian came along and had pretty much ruined a fine family name. He fancied himself as a radical lawyer, which for that part of the world in 1970 was quite rare. He wore a beard, swore like a sailor, drank heavily, and preferred clients who were rapists and murderers and child molesters. He was the only white member of the NAACP in Ford County, which alone was enough to get you shot there. He didn't care. Lucian Wilbanks was abrasive and fearless and downright mean, and he waited until everyone was settled in the courtroom, just before Judge Lupus entered, to walk slowly over to me. He was holding a copy of the latest Times, which he began waving as he started swearing. "You little son of a bitch," he said quite loudly, and the courtroom became perfectly still. "Who in hell do you think you are?" I was too mortified to attempt an answer. I felt Baggy inch away. Every single person in the courtroom was staring at me, and I knew I had to say something. "Just telling the truth," I managed to say with as much conviction as I could muster. "It's yellow journalism," he roared. "Sensational tabloid garbage." The paper was just a few inches from my nose. "Thank you," I said like a real wise guy. There were at least 5 deputies in the courtroom, none of whom were showing any interest in breaking this up. "We'll file suit tomorrow," he said, his eyes glowing. $1 million in damages." "I got lawyers," I said, suddenly terrified that I was about to be as bankrupt as the Caudle family. Lucian tossed the paper into my lap, then turned and went back to his table. I was finally able to exhale. My heart was pounding. I could feel my cheeks burning from embarrassment and fear. But I managed to keep a stupid grin on my face. I couldn't show the locals that I, the editor-publisher of their paper, was afraid of anything. But $1 million in damages? I immediately thought of my grandmother in Memphis. That would be a difficult conversation.